21 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. So has the CDC's mask advisory just moved into DuPage County? On a phone line now is Karen Ayala. She is the executive director of the DuPage Department of Public Health. She's been a frequent contributor to the show. I appreciate it every time, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So I was looking at your dashboard just minutes ago on the website, and it says here that your community transmission level is now at the substantial level. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't that mean the mask advisory now applies to you?
That is absolutely correct. And, we have been trending up, and so this doesn't come as a complete surprise. However, it is certainly concerning.
This is of today, as of today?
Yeah.
And so what? Just a couple of hours ago. So what will it mean to the businesses or the restaurants, or what happens now?
So now it is based on just the, just yesterday's CDC recommendations that when communities pass this threshold, and it the threshold that is defined by CDC is 50 or more cases per 100,000 on average for 7 days, which we have exceeded now. We're at 52 as of today. Those communities should make strong recommendations, which we absolutely are supporting, that anyone, regardless of vaccine status, who is indoors, in a public place, wear a mask, wear a face covering and mask.
I know you've worked so hard on this. It must be discouraging, but what do you expect from the people of DuPage County? Do you think they're going to put their masks back on?
I think that most of them will feel probably as deflated, if not more, than I'm feeling right now. But certainly it is one of those elements that it doesn't really matter how we feel about it. The virus marches on and does what it needs to continue to replicate and change. And this is just simply something that we have to do right now. So, no, I don't think it will be. It will be a very fun experience for people. But I do think they'll rally behind and do what's needed.
Karen Ayala is the executive director of the DuPage Department of Public Health. And this is different from what we went through last year in that this is still an advisory, right? This isn't mandatory that people wear the masks inside. Am I correct there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, you are.
Do you expect then businesses to start putting signs back up in the windows saying that masks are required to come inside?
Yes, that will certainly be part of our recommendation. We're actually getting ready to issue some public announcements. And that will certainly be our recommendation for businesses. And again, I think that the benefit that we have this year is that we know face coverings, research document, and evidence now supports that masking can reduce the spread of this virus. And so it's in everyone's best interest to really support these recommendations.
You know, what concerns me, Karen, Karen Ayala from the Department of Health in DuPage County, is that the virus is being fed by people who don't get vaccinated or who aren't wearing masks without being vaccinated. That's who's getting sick by and large. And by just masking up again, those people aren't going to get vaccinated, right? And so when we take the masks off the next time, they're going to get sick again. That's just something that personally bothers me. I mean, do you see that as a possibility or a scenario?
Yes, I hope that it does bother me as well. And I think it's very valid, of course, that feeling. But I think at this point, we're back to triaging and really working to stop the bleeding, stop the spread. That's where our absolute focus has to be on, and whether it's for a short period of time, and if during that time we can get more people vaccinated, all the better. But we have to get this under control.
How many people in the hospital or in ICU or dying in the recent days have been have been vaccinated?
Very few. We see that about 99.5 9% of the people who are hospitalized are fully vaccinated.
Are not vaccinated.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Right.
Are not fully vaccinated.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So yes, we're seeing that continue.
Karen Ayala from the Department of Health in DuPage County, say it with me. Please get your vaccinations for not just for yourself, but for your family members, for your friends. Let's just get this over with. It was
absolutely
nice to be with you again, Karen. Happier times are coming.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay. Yesterday we were talking about Simone Biles and the pressure that athletes are under. John Williams had a great call earlier this morning. We're going to play some of that coming up. And then also I want to, we have a sad death in the news. That's next too. But right now, Mary, with the weather and traffic.